Talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson from OSU. And Kim, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now on this marketing of our wheat, maybe looking first of all at the old crop. For anybody that may still have a few bushels left from last year, the year before, whenever they've got it, you know, is it time to go ahead and move this stuff on?
I think it's the time to move it on. I wouldn't sell it all at once. I'd probably stagger it into the market. I'd try to get 10, 12-cent rallies. I might even, the way the market's going, sell it on some 8 or 10-cent rallies. I think the way to move it is to set a kill date, say a March 1, I'm going to have 3,000 bushels sold by March 1, or say $4.20, whichever comes first. And that way, if 420 comes first, you sell it. If the date comes first, you sell it. And then I just stagger it through the market, and I'd probably get it sold in, by the time we get out to mid-April, the 1st of May.
Should we get in a hurry on marketing this 2010 crop?
I don't think so. I think the 2010 crop, I would suggest that producers consider holding it until harvest. At harvest, I would probably sell a fourth to a third of it, enough to pay some bills, maybe get a little cash. I think the thing this year is if you can afford, you know, some risk. And if we have a big crop, I don't think there's going to be much downside risk because prices are going to be low anyway. But store three-fourths of it, two-thirds of it into the fall and winter and hope that we have a crop failure in our foreign countries.
Hope for bad stuff for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's okay because if you go back two crops, you remember we had a poor crop in Oklahoma and the rest of the world had a big crop. And so we had no wheat and poor prices. It's time for us to have a big crop and prices on down the road. I don't think there's much hope in prices recovering between now and harvest. And if we have an above average crop, they're going to be lower than they are now. Yeah. So the only salvation is if something happens, and the U.S. winter wheat crop's only, you know, about 6% of the world crop. So if something happens to the spring wheat crop in U.S. and or the world crop, prices will come up and it will pay you to store. There's no guarantee, but if it's going to happen, this is the year for it to happen.
I know that you talk a little bit with Clinton on the SunUp program about the profitability or the pencilability, I guess, maybe, of top dress.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the year that you won't yield because you don't have price. I think you've got to remember that 40 bushel yield at $3.75 is $150 gross an acre. 29 bushel yield at $5 is only $145. So this is the year to go for yield because you're not going to have price. And the more yield you get, the more profit, or if it's the case, the less you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. It's going to minimize your loss or it's going to maximize your profit. Either way you want to look at it. But this is the year to get yield.
Now, one thing we did here at the review of last year's crop up at OSU was the fact that we really had huge quality problems, low protein, a lot of dockage, a lot of junk. How, you know, is this crop shaping up to be similar?
Well, it is. If you'll look at the moisture that we've got, one, we're unable to get in a top dress, plus all this moisture tends to leach the nitrogen out of the wheat's root zone. So the odds are it's not going to have the nitrogen there if we can't get in a top dress to get some protein in that wheat. And two low protein crops, we already got a bunch of wheat in the bin that's relatively low protein. If we get another low-protein crop and we don't have some quality, the only wheat we're going to see moving across our highways and in the trucks and trains through Oklahoma is going to be Kansas and other areas that have protein because ours is going to be going to the feedlot.
Now, you know, as we think about that window of opportunity on top dressing, how much longer have we got?
Well, you'd have to talk to the agronomist on that, but my observation is really – what, about three more weeks? If you don't have it down by the first week of March when it comes out of dormancy, of course, it's been cold, and we may stay in dormancy a little longer, and that could be part of our salvation if this moisture will stop. But, you know, normally you got the first week of March to get mm-hmm. that on there. And this may be the year just to bite the bullet and go ahead and get some tire tracks on that wheat. If you're very low on nitrogen, talk to the plant soil scientist, put some tire tracks on that joining wheat and get some nitrogen on there so that you can get some yield and you can get some protein.
Okay. Overall, you know, as we think about you preach a pretty regimented strategy. you traditionally have said, you know, you need to do the third right. type concept coming out of a harvest season. Has, you know, as you look at the numbers the last couple of marketing seasons, is that still, you know, that's your long time advice, is that still valid?
Oh, I think so. Now, you remember last year we looked at the situation, we said this is the year, you know, we got relatively high prices. The odds are they're going to go lower. I would sell at least half of it. And if you can't afford the risk, sell it all. So I said really a half, a fourth, and a fourth. This year I'm backing off just the opposite. I'm saying there's, you know, the odds are prices are going to be low at harvest. So I'm going to come in and sell maybe only a fifth or a fourth of it and sell the other three-fourths or 80% in the fall and winter after we get through the forward crops, because that there's more chance for profit if we come into harvest with 375 to 4 1/4 wheat. There's just not much profit there, but we can generate enough to pay our harvest bills and pay off some bills, and then we're probably on the bottom if that happens, because we've already got a mass supplies of wheat, and the odds are if it's going to come up, it's going to come up in that October, November, December time period. And the only way to take advantage of that is to own the wheat, or you can sell it all and buy call option contracts. I think that would be another good strategy. But this is the year to put the weighted in on the fall and winter. Last year was the year to put the weighted in on harvest. So I like to spread it out over time. I think that works. I think psychologically and emotionally it's sound, because you're always right. If you sold some and prices go up, you've got some to sell. If you sell some and prices go down, you sold some. So And emotional and psychologically is often as important as the dollars we get in our pocket.